Hello and welcome to the BSG podcast. I am your host, Chase, and today we have some important stuff to talk about today, about the podcast, about everything, about life, about death. And with me to talk about these terrible consequences is Quinn. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Chase. I'm doing good. But the podcast, is it doing good?
Are we healthy?
Is the podcast healthy? Are we healthy? Is Chase healthy? Am I healthy? What's going on? How is life? What is happening? Everyone, is life a real thing?
Yeah, life has been tough ever since I got a job.
Yeah. So what this is a little bit of an update on just what's going on with us. If any of you have noticed that things have been coming out a little bit later on Mondays or Wednesdays or even on Tuesdays and Thursdays. This is the explanation behind that and giving a timeline roughly as to when things might calm down and just giving you input into our daily lives in some respect and how difficult it is to maintain a podcast.
Yeah. And this is not to say we're stopping in any way. We plan to take this for quite a bit longer. But I recently got a job, and this job requires a lot of studying. Basically, I'm there.
Let's just say a lot of work.
A lot of work. I work at a job as a basically customer support, you could call it. And I have to learn the system inside and out. And they don't have a set schedule for me yet. Like, I have a schedule of, come in between 7 a.m. and 8 a.m. to work. And then I work basically for 8 hours straight. And then if I'm lucky, I can get home in an hour, but that is never the case. It usually takes me an hour and a half to 2 hours to get home one way. So fuck my life. And so especially it makes me extremely tired. I only get a little bit of time off to like have a lunch, and I need that time to recuperate because I'm not doing things. Like, if you were doing things, it's a lot easier than studying. I don't know how you feel, but I never studied for 8 hours a day straight. This has been a very crazy day, work schedule for me.
Right. No, it's definitely super intense, but also the fact, the main factor, I guess, is you're also, this is a huge transition for you, period.
Yeah, and I need to get used to it. And the good news is in the future, I will have days where I don't even have to travel to work. I may have a day or two throughout the week where I just stay at home, which is going to increase substantially how much time I have to do things.
Right. So at the moment, that one of the main issues we have, and this is, it just comes down to our schedules, really, is that Chase's schedule has massively changed, and that gives him less time to do things, or if when he has time, I'm potentially busy. So we're figuring it out as it goes. You know, Chase is figuring out his job, which in turn is us figuring out how we're going to schedule the podcast. I feel like we've been doing a good job so far. There's definitely a lot of news for this upcoming week that we'll definitely want. I think just being excited about talking about it will make sure that we get the episode done.
Yeah, and that's what we'll try to be consistent in the least, is at least trying to get one episode out per week.
Right.
And at least doing the news. We might change some stuff here and there. And how we do the podcast. Maybe we may have to add some extra to that one episode, or maybe it might come out later in the week, the second episode.
Or maybe even at points just hear solo episodes where just I'm talking about stuff, and then an episode about Chase talking about stuff where we're not intermingling because our schedules aren't intermingling.
Right.
And that's fine. And that's just how we're going to be able to move forward in this way. But also, there are other things in the future that we're, you know, trying to plan around as well. I'm going to be gone for about a week and a half on vacation. So quote unquote. And so that's going to be, We're basically, we had some episodes saved for that, but we're actually using them just to get through this transitionary period, which is totally fine. And we're figuring out ways to keep content rolling out as we have had it in the past.
Yeah, so. And we want to keep the quality at least at the level of the one on loot boxes, for example. I thought we did a good job on that one, at least content-wise. And we don't want to give weak content to you something that is as easy as finding on just Wikipedia, where you could just read it for a few minutes. No, we actually want to give proper content out. And those take time. And that's the biggest problem, is finding that time for ourselves to do it. And right. As for Quinn, you know, he's going to go to Singapore. He didn't say that part specifically, which really fucks with a lot of things, because just think about the time zone difference.
And well, yeah, but it's very unlikely we'll record anything during that time period. I mean, Chase can definitely record stuff on his own.
Yeah, that won't be an issue. I can get something out, especially reviews. I think I enjoy doing those a lot more, and you've been seeing it in our episodes. Those have been our things.
I think it's also because reviews are arguably a little bit easier.
Structure-wise, especially.
Right, structure-wise, and like the thoughts are in your brain, and we don't necessarily have to go search for, like, we don't have to research, essentially. Mm-hmm. We can do like a little bit of research up front about the background of the game, the development. But ultimately, the content is our thoughts, which makes it a whole lot easier.
Right.
And that's something that we may develop into in the future, is not only reviews, but potentially just more stuff that revolves around us as gamers. I'm not saying that's the thing, but, that's just a conversation me and Chase have to have and see how things go in the next month or two.
Yeah, and honestly, I haven't had even time to play Rocket League, so that's how much of a detriment working.
Right, Chase is no longer a gamer. I got to find a different co-host. Is the name of this episode?
Yesterday, I did play some Moonlighter. I was able to get a chance to play it. Mm-hmm. What I do in order to kind of like mix, I guess, my free time / busy time, is I use the workout bike, the stationary bike, and play games while doing it.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so I've got that configured properly now with some nice speakers blasting at it, so it doesn't feel like it's just a muted game.
Right.
And so that's going to help with rolling out at least reviews. It's a little bit hard to type while on the stationary bike, so it'll probably
it's just more like cranking through games for sure.
So that's gonna be like that for a while until later. And I definitely don't want to play Rocket League, unfortunately, at least competitively.
Right.
Playing on the stationary bike, because it takes so much concentration to do both well at the same time.
Right.
Yeah. That's life. It's life.
And that is life, and it's rough. It is definitely rough. Definitely that commute added on to just an 8-hour day is, I can't even think about it.
Yeah.
Makes me tired.
Three hours a day of driving is messed up.
On top of 8 hours of working.
Yeah, and I have to be there 9 hours technically, because I have an hour break that I'm required to
take. Oh, right, an hour lunch. Yeah. Oof. Man, what is life? You know what I mean? Doesn't it suck being an adult?
Yeah, I was talking to my colleagues today. I was like, hey, what is it like that you're going to have to see me for a third of your life for the rest of your life?
In terms of like time spent?
Yeah. It's true. We're there 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. They have to see me a third of their life. I was like, don't you ever feel like that's such a crazy thing, that you're going to be spending time with me and other people, and that's going to be essentially your family for a while? And they didn't say much about that.
They're like, okay, we need to go find other people that work here, because we can't talk to Chase anymore. He's going to ruin us.
Yeah. But the good news is I am learning at a faster pace than everybody else that has learned over there, apparently. So I might get done.
Well, I think you're the only one actually studying for 8 hours a day. Everyone else probably just like studied for 2 hours and was like, I'm just gonna click around on the computer, fuck this shit.
We could get away with it. It's pretty lackadaisical, but it seems like these people are pretty good about that stuff. Yeah, they do joke around and they do goof off sometimes, but like their work ethic is actually surprisingly good. I was very surprised. Like, I'm like, how can you leave these people alone and trust them for this long?
Right. Well, have you seen my job?
Yeah, but you also, you can get in trouble for not doing the enough videos to be finished. You know, they can figure that out.
Right. So I'm a video editor. So my main, my job is basically like, if you get it done, it doesn't matter what you're doing with your time, kind of. Like, as long as it's done and we make money off this thing, okay. You know?
Yeah, and I'm in a slightly weird place until I get in the career path of the job.
Right.
I'm basically support. So what I do is I troubleshoot issues. And so there's going to be points where there's going to be less troubleshooting because the program is just doing better.
Right.
Like all the updates finally worked out the kinks. Because right now they're hiring a lot of people, especially for support, because they just came out with a brand new huge update and they're like going from private hosting to cloud. So that's a huge difference. And yeah, they need a lot of kinks to work on. That's why I got hired.
Gotcha.
So yeah, and eventually I have to decide, where do I want to go from there? Do I want to be like a consultant, or do I want to go into development, or do I want to be a QA tester? There's a lot of paths.
Choices in front of you. Yeah. But getting back to the topic at hand, we apologize for any disruptions in podcast scheduling or content or lack of content. We're working on it. Life is changing. Life keeps developing. We're trying to be dynamic about it. And thanks for sticking around and being on this roller coaster with us.
Yeah, thank you guys. Is there anything else you want to add to that, Quinn?
Tweet us and review us.
Well, we still have phones, and phones are grafted to our bodies. So you can still tweet us at BS Gamers Podcast, and we'd be happy to reply and talk about anything. Because those are things that just don't go away, and I can always look at my phone while I'm working. They don't,
right?
They're not too bad about that, as long as you're not doing it consistently. So yeah, I think we'll talk to you guys later, and we will bring some more podcasts to you guys to enjoy.
See you soon.